with MTN Momo. Step 5, put in your MTN Momo PIN, confirm the payment, and boom, you're in. Now, sit back and dive into a buffet of all-round entertainment, wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Reverend Mogala condemns CCTV public protection bill over constitutional rights concerns. Lake Kariba water levels rise, boosting power generation prospects. Police officers charged with murder of Kenyan blogger.
The voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Clergy and constitutional rights advocate Reverend Kelvin Mogala has condemned the government's quiet introduction of the CCTV Public Protection Bill 2025, calling it a serious threat to the constitutional rights and the freedoms of all Zambians. Key provisions of the bill include mandatory licensing for anyone operating a CCTV system, even on private property, warrantless inspections by the government officers, arrest powers without a warrant for suspected non-compliance, and harsh penalty up to 150,000 kwacha in fines or 5 years imprisonment. But Reverend Mogala has warned that the bill represents a dangerous shift towards a surveillance and a police state. Reverend Mogala says the bill violates the Zambian constitution, breaching Article 17 on the rights to privacy and undermining freedoms of expression under Article 20 and assembly under Article 21. He says the bill also contravenes Article 18 on fair legal process and protection from arbitrary arrest. Reverend Mogala warns that if enacted, would effectively turn Zambia into a surveillance state where citizens could be criminalized for using cameras to protect themselves. He has appealed to the public, civic groups, legal professionals, and defenders of democracy to reject the bill in its current form.
This bill will force Zambians to register their private cameras, allow government officers to enter their home without a warrant, and even arrest you without court approval, or for simply installing CCTV camera. It gives too much power to the state and violates our constitution. It breaks your right to privacy, freedom of speech, and freedom to assemble. It turns citizens into suspects instead of protecting us from the real crime.
Some stakeholders have urged the government to adopt a cautious and transparent approach in resolving the standoff surrounding the operations of Sensele mine in Chingola. This follows government clarification that the mine has not been officially reopened, contrary to reports suggesting that Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga had authorized the resumption of operations. In recent days, protests erupted in Chingola, with illegal miners demanding that the government reopen the mine, which was shut down early last year following a fatal accident that claimed several lives. National Union of Miners and Allied Workers Numao Print has advised the government must tread carefully, warning that hasty decisions could exacerbate tensions in the area. Mr. Samanjika acknowledged that although the mine was being operated illegally, it provided a critical source of livelihood for many unemployed youths in Chingola.
Because the question is, what have we done between now and the time we had that accident? So have we done any capacity building to those colleagues that are mining there? Have we made sure that now they are using some machinery that will make it safe? because at the end of the day, we all know that that material is not in situ in itself. It's a material that was just brought in there. So it's not a dense solid. So before we open, I think what we needed to do is a proper study and the a capacity building to the people that are operating there. We know that it's a livelihood for most of our people within Jingora to Nkara area. It's actually important that we balance up.
Meanwhile, former Chingola Mayor McDonald Mulongoti has called for a reshuffle in the Ministries of Commerce, Mines and the Copper Belt, accusing some officials of having vested interest in the matter.
They were stopped. They began rioting and looting private property, which wasn't good at all. So private property and both private and public property should be protected. So the government should come to a clear position. One statement, whether they are allowed or not. Not this one says this, the other one says this. And then in my view, I think the president would do well to make reshuffles at the mines ministry level. Like he brings in a different mines minister, someone who is intending, probably Copper Belt minister, and also commerce minister, three ministers or three ministries. And the government, the president should do something so that he makes reshuffles, so that we have different people who are very intending in this regard.
The Zambezi River Authority has reported a significant rise in water levels at Lake Kariba, rising hopes for improved electricity generation and a potential reduction in load shedding across Zambia and Zimbabwe. According to an update issued online, Lake Kariba water levels stood at 478.86 meters as of Monday, 23rd June 2025, an increase from 477.30 meters recorded on the same date in 2024. The rise is attributed to steady inflows from the upper catchment of the Zambezi River. The authority further revealed that the lake's life storage, a measure of the volume of unusable water, has improved markedly, now standing at 23.5% compared to 12.6% this time last year. Lake Kariba is designed to operate between a minimum level of 475.50 meters and a full supply level of 488.50 meters. The current level places the lake well within its optimal operational range, a key factor for consistent hydroelectric power production. The increased water levels offer a welcome reprieve from the energy challenges that plagued the region in 2024, when critically low levels at Kariba severely constrained power generation and led to prolonged load shedding. The ZRA has assured the public that it will continue to monitor the situation and provide regular updates on the lake levels and their implications for power generation. Lusaka-based lawyer Timothy Sapato has expressed serious concerns about the proposed mixed member proportional representation system in the Constitution of Zambia, Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, describing it as flawed and lacking clarity. He argues that the electoral reform does not constitute a true mixed system, but rather operates as a parallel system which diverges from both stakeholder expectation and international standards. This, he warns, could undermine the intended benefits of proportional representation. Mr. Zapato also cautions that the proposed framework may marginalize vulnerable groups such as women, youth and persons with disabilities by restricting their opportunities for meaningful parliamentary representation. He has urged the government to rethink the proposal and conduct broader, more inclusive consultations to ensure that any electoral reforms are transparent, representative and aligned with Zambia's democratic goals.
Even by other politically aligned individuals, no, but everyone, all the civil society organizations, the Christian community, the youth groups, the operation groups, everyone must have a stake in the entire concern-making process. So let's not just concentrate on one clause, because one clause can benefit us as young people. What about the other clauses? They may come and affect us and will be unable to enjoy that same proportional representation that is being assured and being promised to us. So that is my take generally, that the system, I mean the process should be people-driven, should be more involving so that everybody understands how they intend to do that. Because they're quite, and not only that, there are other factors which are not being considered.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Southern Africa Cross Border Trader Association has criticized the Zambian government over Namibia's recent decision to cancel Zambia's historical debt.